Lesson 15, The Chemistry of a Candle, Part 2. "But what becomes of a candle," pursued Harry, "as it burns away? Where does it go?"
"Nowhere, I should think. It burns to nothing."
"Oh dear, no," said Harry. "Everything goes somewhere. You can see it goes into smoke, which makes soot, for one thing. There are other things it goes into, not to be seen by merely looking, but you can get to see them by taking the right means. Just put your hand over the candle, Uncle."
"Thank you, my young gentleman. I would rather be excused."
"Not close enough to burn you, Uncle. Higher up. There, you feel a stream of hot air, so something seems to rise from the candle. Suppose you were to put a long glass lamp chimney over the flame, and let the flame burn just within the end of it, as if it were a chimney. Some of the hot steam would go up and pass out at the top, but a sort of dew would be left behind in the glass chimney, if the chimney was cold enough when you put it on. There are ways of collecting this dew, and when it is collected, it turns out to be really water. I'm not joking, Uncle. Water is one of the things which the candle turns into while burning. Water coming out of fire. In some lighthouses, Professor Faraday says, 2 gallons of oil are burned in a single night, and if the windows are cold, the steam from the oil clouds them, and, in frosty weather, freezes into ice."
"Water out of a candle, eh?" exclaimed Mr. Baggers.
"As hard to get, I should have thought, as blood out of a post. Where does it come from?" "Part from the wax, and part from the air, and yet not a drop of it comes from either the air or the wax. What do you make of that, Uncle?"
"Eh? Oh, I'm no hand at riddles. Give it up."
"No riddle at all, Uncle. That which comes from the wax is a gas called hydrogen. We obtain it from water by passing the steam of boiling water through a red-hot gun barrel which contains a quantity of iron wire or turnings. Part of the steam will mix with the iron turnings and change them into rust, and the other part, which comes out the end of the barrel, will be hydrogen gas, and this part of the water we can set on fire.